Good morning, Lee, and good morning to the listeners.
One of your premium fundraisers and a project that you've had over this year is the wheelchair vehicle for Marie Smith, and the good news is it's been paid.
Yes, Lee, $42,000 we paid for the van, and the van now is being organised to be transported down to Devonport, where it will be given to Marie on Ferret Race Day on the 28th of August.
You've had a little bit of a helping hand from the governments that have put a bit of money into this as well, and also those that have jumped online to GoFundMe and donated too. So a big thank you if you've already done so.
We've also got to thank the Pollies. They've done a bit of support with NDIS.
Gavin Pearce, Federal Member for Braddon.
Yes.
He's helped out as well.
He's helped out.
Good on you, Gavin. Marie Smith, I don't think there's anyone that I've come across that have done it so tough as Marie. She's had kidney failure for the best part of 20 years. If that's not enough, kidney treatment daily for 9 months while she was pregnant and had her son, Jarek. 7 years ago, she fell and not only broke a leg, but also her elbow as well. And she has osteoporosis, which weakens bone strength and causes a lot of pain as well. So that's where we've led to full-time wheelchair use, and therefore she needs the wheelchair vehicle to help out so she can carry out her day-to-day living. Her and her husband, Graham, they still live in Somerset?
Yes, they've just moved into a wheelchair-friendly unit. And also I must say, Lee, that Marie has had 11 months in hospital. This is the first time she's been out of hospital in 11 months other than renal treatment.
That is awfully challenging, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And another great story, her son Jarek has joined our local Rotary Club because he's seen how Rotary helped his mother and he wants to help other people.
It's locals helping out locals in the community. That's what it all comes back to, isn't it? Rotary Club of Burnie West?
That's very true. And we wouldn't have the money to pay this vehicle off if it wasn't for the generous people in the Burnie area.
So a big thank you to all those in Burnie and the Northwest Coast. Let's put a blanket over the whole Northwest Coast, eh? And you've got your big ferret racing coming up too. Just as a reminder, that's at the Benai at the end of the month.
On Sunday the 28th, there'll be 12 ferrets racing.
And you've sold a few already, haven't you?
We've sold the 12 ferrets and the 6 races.
Good work.
And that just shows you that's from the business people of this town.
What time does it all kick off at the Menai?
12:30 till 4:30.
Isn't it great that we've finally got an outcome, we've finally got to the finish line and we've raised the funds to buy this wheelchair?
That's very true, Lee, and you've just got to thank the people to get this project over the line.
Hopefully this will add a bit of cheer to a lady that's had so much bad luck over the last 20 or 30 years or so, Rick.
Well, I said to her the other day that some people have bad luck and all of a sudden they have good luck, and that's come to Marie and her family.
Ricky Charles from the Rotary Club of Burnie West, always thankful for your time. Thanks very much for having a bit of a chat to us this morning on 7BU Breakfast.
And thank you, 7BU.